Look, I get it. Every year when the weather starts warming up, the same thought crosses your mind, I should have started earlier. But here's the truth I learned after 5 years of transforming my own body. It's never too late to start your summer body prep, and the journey itself is where the real magic happens. When I first started my fitness journey, I thought I just needed to hit the gym harder. I'd spend hours lifting weights, feeling accomplished, but when summer rolled around, I'd look in the mirror and wonder where all that effort went. The problem wasn't my dedication, it was that I had no idea what I was actually eating. I was training like an athlete but eating like I was still in college. That's when everything changed for me. I started tracking my calories, not obsessively, but consistently. And suddenly, all those hours in the gym started paying off. My abs actually showed up. My arms looked bigger because the fat around them disappeared. I had more energy, better sleep, and honestly, I felt like I'd finally cracked the code to successful summer body prep. This guide isn't about crash diets or killing yourself in the gym for 12 weeks. It's about understanding how your body actually works, goal-setting strategies that make sense, and using simple tools like Calorie Tracker Buddy to make the whole process easier than you'd think. Whether you've got 4 months or 4 weeks until beach season, let's make this your best summer yet. Why calorie tracking actually works, and why you've been doing it wrong. The reality check you need. Here's something most people don't tell you about summer body prep: you probably have way more body fat than you think. I'm not trying to be harsh, I was the same way. I thought I was maybe 10 pounds away from where I wanted to be. Turns out, I needed to lose closer to 20. The human eye is terrible at estimating body composition. That's why people start their weight loss journey full of motivation, work out for a month, see minimal changes, and quit. They think it's not working. But the reality is simpler: they're eating more than they realize. My 650 calorie breakfast wake-up call. Let me give you a real example from my own life. I used to make a healthy smoothie every morning: banana, peanut butter, protein powder, almond milk, and a handful of berries. Felt great about it. One day, I actually measured everything instead of eyeballing it. That healthy breakfast? 650 calories. I'd been drinking almost a third of my daily calorie budget before 9 a.m. without even realizing it. This is why tracking matters for effective summer body prep. Not because you need to be perfect, but because you need to be aware. When you know what you're actually consuming versus what you think you're consuming, you can make informed decisions. Maybe that smoothie is worth 650 calories to you, great, keep it. But at least now you know what you're working with. The science is simple. Creating a calorie deficit, eating fewer calories than your body burns, is the only way to lose fat during summer body prep. Not keto, not intermittent fasting, not cutting carbs after 6 p.m. Those approaches can help you create a deficit, but the deficit itself is what matters. Your body doesn't care if the calories came from chicken breast or pizza. If you're in a deficit, you lose weight. If you're in a surplus, you gain weight. It's thermodynamics, not magic. Setting goals that actually work, how to start a weight loss journey. Realistic timelines for real results. Everyone wants to lose 20 pounds in a month. I get the appeal, fast results feel motivating. But here's what I learned the hard way: aggressive diets work temporarily, but they're miserable and unsustainable. You know what actually works for summer body prep? Setting realistic timelines and sticking to them. Here's what to expect based on your starting point. Starting at 20 to 25% body fat, rightward arrow, want to reach 12% with visible abs. 12 to 16 weeks of consistent effort. Starting at 15 to 18% body fat, rightward arrow, 8 to 12 weeks to get lean. Starting above 25% body fat, rightward arrow, 20 plus weeks, and that's perfectly fine. Optimal fat loss rate, 1 to 2 pounds per week. Faster equals muscle loss, slower equals lost motivation. The SMART goal framework that works. Here's my goal setting framework for successful summer body prep that actually gets results. Make it specific. Bad, get in shape. Good, lose 15 pounds by June 1st. My goal, weigh 175 pounds at 12% body fat by July 15th. Make it measurable. This is where Calorie Tracker Buddy becomes your best friend. Set target calories and track daily intake. See if you're hitting your numbers, no guessing, just data. Make it achievable. Start with 60% consistency, just 4 to 5 days per week. Nail that for a few weeks, then increase. Don't set impossible standards that lead to week 1 failure. Make it relevant. Your summer body prep goal should matter to you. Not because Instagram says you should have abs. Because you want to feel confident at the beach, move better, or improve your health. Find your why and write it down. Make it time-bound. Summer starts in June, work backwards from there. If it's February and you need 16 weeks, you've got time. If it's April and you need 16 weeks but only have 8, Adjust expectations or extend your timeline. How to actually track calories without losing your mind. Finding your target calories. You know you need to track calories for your summer body prep, but how do you actually do it without it taking over your life? Simple formula to find your maintenance calories. Body weight times 12 to 14, if moderately active. Body weight times 10 to 12, if mostly sedentary. Subtract 300 to 500 calories equals your weight loss target. For me at 180 pounds with regular training. Maintenance, 2,700 calories. Fat loss target, 2,200 to 2,400 calories. Not starving, not restricting food groups, just staying in that zone consistently. Build the habit gradually. Most people try to track everything perfectly from day one. That's exhausting. Instead, here's how to start your weight loss journey. Week 1, track just breakfast and lunch. Week 2, add dinner. Week 3, add snacks. Build the skill gradually, make it sustainable. Pro tips that saved me hours. You don't need to track everything perfectly if you can't measure every ingredient in a home-cooked meal, make your best estimate and move on. The goal is awareness, not perfection. Hitting your calorie target 80% of the time equals results. Stressing about whether sauce had 50 or 75 calories equals missing the point. Track even on off days, weekend calories count just as much as weekday calories. The foods that actually keep you full, and why your diet keeps failing. It's not willpower, it's food choice. Let's talk about hunger, because this is where most summer body prep efforts fall apart. You can have all the motivation in the world, but if you're starving all day, you're going to cave. Guaranteed. There's actually research on this. Back in the 90s, scientists ranked 38 different foods based on how well they kept people full. Winners: high satiety. Potatoes. Oats. Whole grains. Lean proteins, chicken, fish. Apples and oranges. Losers: low satiety. Chips. Candy. White bread. Pastries. Anything in a shiny package. The takeaway: 400 calories of potato and chicken breast keeps you satisfied for hours. 400 calories of chips and cookies. You'll be hungry again in 45 minutes. Same calories, completely different outcomes. Protein, your secret weapon. Aim for 0.8 grams per pound of body weight daily. Me at 180 pounds equals 140 to 150 grams of protein per day. Preserves muscle mass while losing fat. Keeps you full longer. Burns more calories during digestion than carbs or fats. What 30 grams of protein looks like. 1 chicken breast. 5 to 6 ounces of salmon. 1 cup of Greek yogurt. 1.5 scoops of protein powder. Have one of these at every meal equals target achieved easily. The 80-20th rule for sanity. Here's where I differ from the ultra-strict fitness crowd when it comes to summer body prep. 80% of calories from nutritious, filling foods. 20% from whatever you want. Fill half your plate with vegetables, high fiber, nutrients, basically zero calories. Had a great week hitting your numbers. Have pizza Friday night. Met your protein goal and have 300 calories left? Get ice cream. This keeps you sane and makes your diet sustainable. Training for fat loss, what actually matters? You can't out-train a bad diet. Here's something that might surprise you about summer body prep: you can't out-train a bad diet. I spent my first 2 years trying, and all I got was frustrated and tired. Your diet creates a calorie deficit. Exercise is important, but it's not the main driver of fat loss. The right training determines how you look once the fat comes off. Lift weights 3 to 5 times per week. Not cardio, not yoga, not high-intensity bootcamps weight training. This tells your body to keep your muscle while burning fat for energy. Focus on compound movements. Squats. Deadlifts. Bench press. Rows. Overhead press. These work multiple muscle groups, burn more calories, and build functional strength. Walk more seriously. For cardio, keep it simple during your summer body prep. Aim for 7,000 to 10,000 steps per day. Adds to your calorie deficit without making you hungrier or tired. Track steps on your phone. Park farther away, walk during phone calls, take the long way home. Important: as you lose weight, your body adapts. You'll subconsciously move less and burn fewer calories. Fight this by keeping your step count consistent. Don't let it slip from 8,000 to 5,000 as you get leaner. The consistency hacks that actually keep you going. The 60% rule. Research shows that people who track their calories at least 60% of the time lose more fat than those who track inconsistently or barely at all. 60% equals just 4 days out of 7. You can have a few imperfect days and still make amazing progress. Aim for progress, not perfection. This took so much pressure off me when I realized it. Take diet breaks. Every 8 to 12 weeks of consistent dieting, take 1 to 2 weeks where you eat at maintenance calories. Not a free-for-all cheat week. Still tracking and being mindful. Get an extra 400 to 500 calories per day. Recharges you mentally and physically. After my first diet break, I came back refreshed and fat started coming off again. Understand where fat comes off first. This is crucial because it determines whether you stick with your summer body prep plan or quit prematurely. Face, chest, arms, shoulders lose fat first. Belly fat comes off last, always last. Think of it like peeling an onion, outer layers first, core last. Most people quit after 2 months because their stomach looks the same. They don't realize they're literally weeks away from their belly fat finally disappearing. Don't quit right before the going gets good. How Calorie Tracker Buddy makes this whole thing easier. Getting your summer body prep right doesn't have to be complicated. Calorie Tracker Buddy acts like a personal assistant, helping you stay on track, make smarter choices, and see real progress without the guesswork. Snap the meal. Point your camera, tap once, and let it do the work. Your food is scanned instantly for calories, nutrients, and overall balance. Calorie Burn Tracker. From walking the dog to household chores, every move counts. Track your daily calories burned and watch your activity translate into progress. Calorie Intake Tracker. Eat, snap, track. Instantly see how your meals, snacks, and drinks fit into your goals, keeping your nutrition on point. Goal Predictions. Curious how far you are from your target? See how each meal, snack, and sip moves you closer to your fitness goals. Buddy Motivation. Your virtual buddy grows and thrives with every healthy choice you make, giving you daily encouragement to stay consistent. Social Sharing. Celebrate your wins. Share your meals, streaks, and milestones with friends or the community and let the hype keep you going. Final thoughts on your summer body prep. Summer is coming. The question isn't whether you have enough time, it's whether you're willing to start. Download Calorie Tracker Buddy, set your goal, and take the first step on your weight loss journey. 3 months from now, you'll wish you'd started today. Let's make this your best summer body prep yet. You've got this.